Next stop will be the championship round of the state playoffs for both the Carrollton Trojans and Bowden Red Devils. Trojans, in search of that first state title since 1998, get to the championship game after beating Buford on the road in the semifinals. 30-17 was the final Friday night. Julian Lewis threw for 193 yards and two scores. Kamari Farmer rushes for 115 yards and two touchdowns, and it was a stout, tough Trojan defense. They shut out Buford in the second half, didn't allow a point. Trojans are now 14-0. They'll face Grayson in the championship game, Class 6A playoffs, Wednesday night, December the 18th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Red Devils about and going in search of that three-peat. Took care of business. Outscored Irwin County 42-28 Friday night down at Warren P. Sewell Field. Charles Maxell, the Bowden quarterback, led a stout rushing attack. 322 yards for Bowden on the night. Overall, Maxell rushed for 12 times, 175 yards, and four touchdowns in the Red Devil victory. Bowden now 12-2 for the year. Matches up with Brooks County. Championship game Monday, December the 16th at 4 p.m. They celebrate a title in Athens. Georgia wins the SEC championship in overtime. For the second straight week, they get a W. This time, it only took one overtime period. Dogs on Trevor Etienne's touchdown run at OT beat Texas 22-19. Second time they've beaten the Longhorns this season. First time a school has beaten Texas twice in the same year since Texas A&M did it back in 1909. Dogs SEC champs on the format with a championship game for the fifth time since the SEC went to it. They are the number two overall national seed college football playoffs. Georgia will face the winner of Notre Dame-Indiana first-round playoff game in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans on January the 1st. By the way, the 12 seeds in college football, you got Oregon, Georgia, Boise State, Arizona, the top four seeds and get byes. Then it's Texas, the number five seed, Penn State 6, Notre Dame 7, Ohio State was 8, Tennessee the 9 seed, Indiana 10, SMU gets in, Alabama not in the playoffs, SMU the 11 seed, and Clemson the number 12 national seed. And congratulations to West Georgia. The men's basketball team scores their first Division I win on Saturday. They beat Tennessee Tech 78-73, led by 17 at the half. Tech came climbing back the second half, actually got it down to two with 28 seconds left. West Georgia hits free throws to win it and get their first Division I basketball victory. Congratulations to the Wolves. For the Bain Dental Group and Graddock Sports, I'm Mike Paris.